Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Evening, infidels. It's another episode of the Super Megacast brought to you by Matt Watson and me, Brian McGee. We're here. We're happy. We're elated to give you some more entertainment for your lonely days.
That's right. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. That's right. And I'm ready to do a podcast episode from start to finish, Ryan.
Good.
So this is our first episode recording in the new year, in 2023, the big 2-3, you know. Pretty crazy, man. Getting up there in those years, huh?
It's nuts.
You turn 29 this year.
I do. You turn 27.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Less than a month.
Isn't that crazy?
What are you going to get me for my birthday?
Something nice, I'm sure.
Thought about it? Much?
Not a lot, but I've thought about it.
I think about your birthday starting in March.
Oh, thank you.
You don't think about mine?
I think about yours. It's just like it's not here.
If I were you, I'd start thinking about it in like November.
Yeah. Why November? Why would I need months?
You need months I'm your best friend. To get a good present for your best friend, you'd want to think about for months, right?
I get it. Rome wasn't built in a day. I hear you. But you will receive a gift.
Okay.
From the heart.
Okay. That's all that matters.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not much of a gift guy, so as long as it comes from the heart, that's what really means the most to me.
But you are a gift guy.
I love gifts.
Yep.
Luke, put some gifts on screen.
The Drake one, he loves.
Love the Drake one.
Matt Watson loves Drake clapping.
Yeah, and maybe throw one more up. That your choice, Luke, your choice. That's a good gif. Sorry, audio listeners. Unfortunately, you're going to have to imagine the gifs that Luke threw up.
Get mad, audio listeners. Yep.
That's what I think about you audio listeners.
That's what you sound like.
Hey, audio listeners, look at this.
Don't do it. They can't because
they're
just listening.
Can't even. They don't even know the dig I just did.
I shouldn't even tell them.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
It's a deep cut, dude.
It's a deep cut. Okay. It's a fucking deep cut, 100%. But yeah, new year.
New things.
New year, new McGee. New Watson.
Yeah.
Got any New Year's resolutions for 2023?
Nah, I really didn't. No.
You? No? Yeah, I'm trying to be healthier.
I mean, there's like stuff that I do want to do, but I didn't commit like a New Year's resolution to it or anything, you know?
Yeah, I got a couple resolutions. Mm. You don't want to do too many.
You don't want to. Do you feel like it's like a wish if you spill it?
No.
Won't. Okay.
I'd like to. I do want to be a little healthier. I'm not committing to the whole like, oh, I'm gonna start working out. Because you know that's hard. But
you want to feel better through your day to day.
Yeah. I want to. I'd like to quit vaping. I'd like to. And I think for exercise wise, I'm gonna start small. Just maybe like 20 push-ups a day, 20 sit-ups, 20 squats. Call it a day. Do that for a week or two until I got the routine, and then I'll up the numbers.
Do the One Punch Man thing.
100 push-ups.
Yeah.
100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and then what? It's run like 10 kilometers.
Sure. I don't know how much. I've only seen it once.
Well, with these little feet of mine, Ryan, I'll tell you what, it's hard to run. They're all goofy and messed up.
But they're long. You can cut distance in that.
I could, yeah. But my feet get real sore when I run.
You're like a cheetah. You're good for like not like long extended, just short bursts of
that's true.
Get distance.
But if I worked out, I could be good for long bursts, you know?
Picture me as like, and someone can do a recreation of this if they
ooh,
want
like a
to.
Fan art?
Yeah. You know, just picture me as like a hippo, you know, on the edge of a river in Africa or something. And then there's you.
The ferocious cheetah.
Exactly.
And I'm creeping in the bushes.
Who's gonna? Yeah, I'm strong, but, you know.
I don't think a cheetah could take out a hippo. I was thinking of you as more of like a sleek, nubile gazelle.
Not if it crawls up its ass and eats it from the inside out.
That's true. That would win every time. The hippo is powerless against that. Hippos are terrifying.
They are. There's multiple videos of them running.
Underwater?
Yep.
And you could just see like the like, terrifying animals. It's crazy how big those fuckers get.
But pygmy hippos? Just
adorable.
The cutest thing.
The cutest.
Just
cute as
so adorable. Yes. We said it perfectly.
I'd sit there. If we had one right here, I'd sit there and I'd just pet the whole podcast.
It'd probably like, you know, go.
You know, Fiona, the baby hippo?
It'd open its mouth and look up and like, what, the baby Fiona, the pygmy hippo?
Fiona, the little baby hippo that belongs to some zoo, maybe it's San Diego, but everyone was following her online because she was so cute. But she actually ended up mating with her her mother's mate, I think her dad.
Oh, shit.
So,
drama.
Yeah, a little drama in the family there. People had to make, like...
She decided to keep it?
Oh, I don't think she got pregnant. I think they were just having sex.
Oh.
Hippo sex.
Oh, okay, so...
I don't think it was her actual father. I think it was just the mother's mate.
So there's no problem.
The mother found like a new mate, and then she started sleeping with the same mate.
I mean, do hippos like males are? Was this male going behind the other one's back? Like,
I don't know. I'm not up to hippo politics.
The daughter knew who her mom was sleeping with.
She had to. Animals know that kind of thing. So it's like, I don't know. So people were making like lineage tree or like trees of relationships with the hippos, and they had to readjust it because Fiona started sleeping with the dad that's hippo.
Hey, love is love.
Love is love. You know, I love that hippo. That's a very cute hippo. I've followed her forever. She's an adorable little.
You don't follow her anymore.
Not after that stuff. No.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But like you said, love is love. So, I mean, who hasn't slept with their father's or their mother's partner?
Yeah, I feel like some big stuff happened while we were gone.
Yeah.
Like one big thing in particular that we haven't mentioned on the podcast yet, I don't
Avatar
believe.
2, Avatar 2.
No.
No?
I don't think we've mentioned that we've hit 1 million subscribers.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, that we finally did it, ladies and gentlemen.
We did it!
1 million subscribers.
Thanks to you guys, we hit 1 million subscribers and only took about 7 years. Thank you guys so much.
Only one more play button to collect then.
10 million.
Yep. Maybe it's exponential growth.
Once you hit 1 million, you know, you just start getting suggested more, right? So then the algorithm favors channels with 1 million.
I mean, we're putting out Papers, Please soon. I mean, probably more Truck Sim. We'll finish that Texas trip we've been working on.
Yeah, I've been on our way to Texas. Nicely, we unlocked all the new states in Truck Sim.
People describe the Truck Sim videos as mini little podcasts. So if you're a fan of the podcast, it's probably a good series to check out.
It's a podcast, but you got something to look at.
Like a big fan of Let's Plays or something.
Or if you're not a fan of looking at us, actually, while talking. Because some people might be disgusted.
We took away from them.
Yeah.
Now they have to look. Well, unless they do the audio version.
Which is the same podcast still.
I
listened to an episode of our podcast audio only recently, and I'll tell you what, it sounds and feels the exact same as all the other episodes that didn't have video.
I got a friend who supports us, and he watches through the Patreon, actually.
Really?
Or listens through the Patreon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He wants to hear it early.
Wow. But this said friend that supports us doesn't want to watch us, just wants to listen.
I believe it's just listen.
And my mom's on the
Patreon. Because he'll go around and do chores around the house and stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's what a lot of people say. It's like, well, I put it on in the background, but I feel compelled to watch because you're there.
Kind of like, I mean...
It's a lesson in discipline, all right?
Technically, you know, his wife watches too.
She watches?
Or listens, maybe a lot, because it's going in, it's probably... They probably have it set up to where it's going through all the speakers in the house.
Right.
They go to bed listening to my voice. probably, I'd imagine.
Get some Google Glass, you know?
Wake up with a, hello, everybody.
Get some Google glasses. Have one eye playing the podcast video. The other eye is free for chores.
Ooh, okay.
Ever thought of that?
Have you?
I know he's listening.
He better be.
And I know exactly who it is.
To prove you're listening, and you know who you are, hit us up.
Prince Andrew. Yeah. I won't go any further.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hit 1 million subscribers. That is a huge fucking deal for us. So
we still haven't gotten the play button yet, so we don't have proof.
Well, I mean, you can look on the channel. It says one M next to our name.
But just like Wikipedia, I'm sure people can just change shit.
They can just edit it.
So I don't know if that's trustworthy. Unfortunately, we need that plaque. If we're gonna be, you know, if we're gonna, like, if the cops come and they have to take a statement from one of us, and we say that we have what do you do? We have a YouTube channel with over 1 million subscribers. They're going to go, hold on, okay. Where's that play button? And if we don't have it.
If the cops were to come tonight.
Can we lie to
us,
a cop?
No, we can't. And if they came tonight to question us and we said that, and they go, oh, really, where's your gold play button? We're going to jail.
If we try to show them the silver one.
I ordered it in December. So it's in the mail.
How many do they make? How many people reach 1 million every month? A lot, I'd imagine.
Nope, just us. We're the first channel to crack 1 million in about 5 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone's
YouTube's
stagnant.
Been on a
big.
Fucking downward spiral, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, speaking of downward spiral, I mean, YouTube implemented new policies starting January 1st.
That's going to kill our channel.
Yeah. Oh, it's already been hitting. We've been getting most videos demonetized and age restricted.
Yep.
In fact, like all the best ofs that we, you know, we paid people for the compilations, we spent hours editing them ourselves. Those are all demonetized, and some of them are age restricted. Like the best of podcast is age restricted.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's because it has some clips that have if it was one podcast episode that happened with and it's included in
that
this,
moment,
of course that's going to, I guess, attract.
Well, they're very strict now, and you know, poop and fart jokes are cause for demonetization now, which is a real bad thing.
Why would
for
you
our
make
channel.
Putin and fart jokes?
I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Do they have anything to do with each other?
No, they don't. And
are you trying to liken Putin to
Putin? No, what I'm trying to say is I sure hope nobody does. I hope that nobody makes fun of Vladimir Putin and likens him to flatulence or feces.
What is it? I'm not 29 yet, so I have at least a little bit more until I have to start acting a little more mature. Everyone knows 29's that age.
Well, what sucks, Ryan, is they can go back and demonetize old videos under the same standard.
That's not fair.
We've made a poop and fart joke in every single video since 2016.
This isn't fair, dude.
It's not fair. They can't just change the rules after the fact.
It's a form of lying. We sign a social contract of sorts to, you know, we're going to be safe from being harassed by these nincompoops who want... Yep.
What? Nincompoop?
Nincompoop. These mother effers...
Okay, that's, well, it's not swearing, but it's technically it's not swearing, but it's insinuated swearing.
So we're just going to get demonetized for every video. Because I don't want to, like, bleep out curse.
Bleeping still counts.
Oh, I'm sure that, like, automatically detects.
Yeah, bleeping counts as swearing still.
So that's going to be demonetized now?
That's what they said. They've said a lot of things in the past that everyone's freaked out about, but then ultimately kind of didn't affect too much.
We'll see.
We have flown under the radar a little bit with YouTube's demonetization, but for a bit, but it seems like it's starting to really hit us again.
Damn.
Patreon.
Yeah. You know what?
I have to pay off my third house next month, and we need the Patreon money.
We could. It can be Jim's, Layton's, Luke's, Justin's. We could sell one of their horses. I know that they are.
What if we sell it and say it ran away?
Yeah.
What if they all got out one night?
I don't think anyone would. All of them. Makes more sense. Like the whole, the gate opened and they all.
Yeah, that makes more sense than just one. They're Mustangs. They're like stallions. They're expensive horses.
Well, each are in their own little compartment. You know how like a horse,
What breed are they? It starts with a C.
I don't know. I'm not that big in the horses.
It's like the good type. Clydesdale, right? Yeah, they're Clydesdales.
Something.
And they're award-winning racers, so I don't know. Kind of feels dirty doing that.
But I would... We'll talk about it, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Talk about it off the podcast. Yeah.
You don't want to give too much away, I guess.
Well, Luke's going to see this now, so we can't let Luke run away, because now he knows.
And Luke's really good friends with Jim.
Yeah. So maybe just Justin and Layton's runaway?
Yeah.
They don't watch the podcast?
No. I doubt Justin has ever watched a single episode of the Super Mega Cast.
I don't think so.
Unless it was his own.
And then he watched it 10, 20 times.
He presses the mute button whenever he hears our voices. And when he feels like his voice, he has like a feeling.
Oh, he just knows.
Unmute.
Listens to himself a little bit. He cuts himself compilations of just the parts with him talking.
He hasn't uploaded that. I think he should upload that.
He should, yeah. It's a good compilation. Anyway, guys, we're going to go to ads. It's a critical part of the podcast.
I know we said we were gearing it. We were, wanting to record more, but I kind of just don't. We can just record the rest tomorrow.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back. It is a new day.
Another day.
And I'm good to finish the podcast, honestly. I think we can make it through the rest of it without taking another day off.
I think we can, too. Hopefully. Well, we'll see. We'll do one more segment. Might have to push it another day to do the last segment.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm feeling pretty dang good.
I'm feeling chipper. What are you?
I do. I see what the comments are talking about. I hear it. I hear the buzz.
The buzz get worse over time.
Yeah, you guys know the science behind that. Why did neon signs over time start buzzing more?
I think
I can. I'm pretty sure in post I can just isolate that frequency. And
will it be this episode? Who knows?
Well, it's up to Luke. Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Isolate the frequency. Get rid of it. Make it be gone. This is the first time I'm hearing it though. Because people have been saying it, but like I've never heard it with my own ears. And the people that didn't notice it, now they will. So you're welcome, guys. There's a couple sounds, actually. You hear that? There's that, but then there's also...
Yeah, but we've always had those. I mean, that's just lights and equipment. There's nothing we can do about that.
It's the name of the game, baby. You know, we're not running a professional podcast here.
The game is podcasting. And this is a big dub for us. We finally made it to the point where we do have a neon sign.
That means we're in the big leagues.
We're almost in the big leagues, right? Because soon we're going to have, not soon, but like at some point this year, I guess soon, we'll have podcast merch. Hoodies, maybe. Maybe some hats. Who knows?
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty rad, I guess. So there's a couple things. That, this is our first podcast back since taking a break in December. And there's actually a lot we haven't talked about. A lot of things have happened in the world.
I know.
Andrew Tate, the Matrix got to him.
The top G was arrested in Romania and is being held for 30 days.
For sex trafficking.
For sex trafficking. I believe those are the charges.
They are.
Okay.
It's for sex trafficking.
It's not for, or I don't know. I heard some mixed things where it's like, no, it's actually for money laundering. I'm like, ah. I think from most sources that I saw, who knows if they're good sources.
Everything I've read said sex trafficking for the cam girl stuff he was running.
That is not a surprise because he openly bragged about this stuff on his podcast.
Yeah, you know? Which is why we don't openly brag about our sex trafficking on this podcast.
Yes. Our sex trafficking also is not done within the U.S. Border.
Well, neither was his.
So, well, I mean, he got arrested in Romania.
Right.
He was within the perimeter of the place where he would be arrested, where he had the warrant out for his arrest.
Yep.
What I'm saying is they can't do that with us because we're in the U.S. and safe behind our border.
That's right. And as long as we don't step foot in bullshit.
Yeah.
As long as we don't step foot in bullshit places.
Yeah.
We're good, you know? But what else has happened with the world, Ryan? There's quite a bit.
It's a new year.
Joe Biden passed away. That was a big one.
Yeah. I don't think many people were surprised on that one.
No, I was expecting that for a bit. It is a new year.
I was surprised he decided to jump off the top of the New Year's ball once it hit midnight. The most memorable presidential.
I should laugh at that. It's awful. It's truly awful that he did that. Well, I don't know. Depends on who you ask, but
yeah,
it was a spectacle.
Yes,
honestly, he solidified himself as the most famous president in history with that little stunt. I don't even think he was intending to die when he did that. I think he was just trying to look cool.
What other big things have happened?
Super Mega hit a million.
Yep, we already discussed that.
Yesterday. I watched all the Twilight movies.
Nice. I watched all of those in high school with my crush.
Ooh.
/ GF at the time.
Nice.
Yep.
Did you see them in theaters?
Yes. Well, I saw the last one in theaters. The finale.
I'll give my thoughts. I watched the first, so I did not want to watch them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want to watch
these. These are for babies.
But I made a movie bowl just like you did. Twilight was in there. So I was like,
all the Twilight movies. Every single one?
Mm-hmm.
So you had to watch them out of order?
No. I put Twilight in 5 times.
So it would be, you just have to watch the next one.
But, you know, when I reached in my movie bowl to pick a movie to watch, I kept pulling Twilight over and over again, like consecutively.
Sounds like the movie bowl was filled with nothing but Twilight.
No, it had a lot of things, but just statistically speaking, every movie is in there once, but Twilight's in there 5 times. So, so statistically,
what are the odds?
Statistically speaking, if you reach in the movie bowl, you're gonna pull out Twilight more than any other movie. So I pull out Twilight, and I'm like, ah, put it back in. I cheated. Yeah. I don't want to watch it.
You draw it again,
but dude. After drawing it, like actually, before I even watched a movie with my movie bowl, I was like, this is gonna be so much fun. I'm not watching one tonight, but like, just like, what, like, I'm gonna test it out. Like, what if I just, it was Twilight. And then every other time was pretty much Twilight. The only other time I cheated was I pulled Black Dynamite out, but I want to save that to watch with Justin.
Yes, because he would love that movie.
I know. So I'm like, I don't want to burn out on that movie. So
I don't know why.
So basically, I pulled Twilight, and finally I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna watch it. Fine, I'm gonna watch it. And I watched it, dreading it, and I thought, honestly, that, like, it would have been better just because of, like, the fandom and the budget behind it. But this is just the first one. And it was so terrible, like, the whole thing from start to finish.
But then you saw New Moon.
Then I saw New Moon.
And it completely changed the perspective and your way of looking at the Twilight series. This is actually a masterpiece. I didn't have all the pieces in place. I didn't know the story or, like, the full story, the scope of things.
The first one's just so campy. And also just, like,
They're all campy.
But the first one takes the trophy with camp because...
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's true. It's just... it's tremendously bad.
I almost want to say there's two different types of camp. I feel like the last movie does camp in the best way of any of the films. I almost feel like that one is almost as campy.
I think New Moon was my favorite, but...
was that the main love triangle one?
That was the second movie. Was New Moon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then New Dawn? What's the third one?
Eclipse. And then Breaking Dawn. Part one and two.
Yes.
And the first one was so bad, but I was like kind of hooked from that. So then I just ended up just watching all five of them back to back. Not in one sitting.
Of course.
But you can tell like after the first movie, like they suddenly have a budget because I guess it did so well. So like all the effects are suddenly a lot nicer and they don't use that awful like turquoise color correction that's on every shot in the first movie. I'm like, oh yeah, the effects are a little bit better. I'm a little more engaged in the story now. Yeah.
I feel like what Twilight does in every single movie though is that it presents something that's supposed to like blow your mind as like a moviegoer, and not in terms of a spec, but like what the vampires can do.
Yeah.
And like each time, like that big whoa moment is kind of like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Well, when the first movie ended, I was like, oh, that's it? That's how it ends?
You saw him play baseball. Could you play baseball like that?
It was ridiculous.
Sounds like someone who doesn't know any baseball.
I don't know any baseball. Maybe that's why.
I'll take you to a Dodgers game.
Really?
Yeah. I'll take you to
Live up to the Twilight scene?
Probably not. Because you're going to be at a baseball game for like 9 innings.
Yeah, and that was a pretty quick baseball. And also, they can't run as fast and jump off trees. And I mean, there's not going to be a big fight between different vampire factions at the end.
Mm-mm.
Well, I went into it expecting like a Harry Potter series.
What are they called? They're not the Illuminati. They're
the
Volturi?
Vasectomy. Volturi, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember Volturi.
Look at that.
I just watched it and I couldn't remember. I also... I made a mistake on my Instagram story, one that's going to be hard to live down. I posted about how I had just watched them all, and I had to put my team preference, of course.
In your team?
Well, I confused them because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And their white boy names, I confused them, and I put Team Jacob, and I meant to put Team Edward. And it was up for like 15 minutes, and I got all these DMs from friends that were like, fuck you.
Why are you Team Jacob?
What the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, what? What? And I go and I look and I'm like, oh, fuck. I meant to put Team Edward, but no one's going to believe me now.
Well, no one's Team Bella Swan.
No, she sucks.
Bella
Swan.
Yeah. Her dad's awesome.
Bella
has a really nice mustache.
It's a nice ass mustache, you know?
I feel bad for the dad because he just kind of has to accept everything that's going on. It's like, what is he going to do? Stand up for his daughter and get decapitated?
No.
No.
And then
we're eaten alive by
when wolf. Jacob turns himself into a wolf in front of him, I'd be shocked. Yeah, the dad kind of got the short end of the stick there. Jim, what are you doing?
Jim,
are you filming? I'm talking about Twilight.
We're trying to talk about Twilight, and you're distracting us with this phone. Is this for social media, Jim? Is this a part of your job?
Yeah.
This better be going on social media, or you're fired, Jim. Okay. Okay.
Cool. Anyway, what I was saying was, yeah, but I'm not beating the Team Jacob allegations now, unfortunately. No. But
I mean, they both have their problems.
They do.
In terms of the age of women they go after compared 100%. To their age.
They both kind of have the same problem there.
Jacob had no choice. He didn't choose to imprint. He didn't choose to imprint on a child.
A newborn baby.
And imprinting in the Twilight universe, imprinting is the act of essentially... staking your claim onto something. It's like, it just happens naturally in the Twilight universe.
You don't have a choice. It just happens.
You just look at this person and it's like, boom. If you're a werewolf, by the way.
Yeah, only if you're a werewolf.
You imprint on a person. In Jacob's, I guess, instance, it was with a newborn infant, which definitely... puts a little bit of a, for the Team Jacob people, puts a little bit of a, you know, eyebrow raise up there. But Edward, how old is Edward?
He's 109.
109. Bella's what?
17.
17?
She turns 18, though, in the movie.
In the first one?
No.
Mm.
second or third.
But of a 92-year difference, if those are the correct dates.
So I don't know what's worse there, you know?
Probably Jacob.
Probably Jacob, yeah. Jacob's a freak, man. Like, see, at first when he imprinted, I thought, I was like, oh, he's just going to be like the child's
protector.
The caretaker,
yes.
You know? Like, he loves this child
and
as
it shows
it's
you
his
a,
own.
It shows you a flash forward.
And then at the end of the last movie, there's a flash forward where they're like walking on the beach.
Hand in hand.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, they had to give Jacob someone.
He didn't get any pussy from Bella.
The writer of the book going, people are going to be so upset if Jacob just ends up alone. I got to give him someone.
The baby.
Yeah. Bella's having a child. Oh, a baby girl.
That's perfect.
What if it was a baby boy? Would he still have imprinted? He has no control. Yeah. Well, imagine you're a werewolf. You have no control over who you imprint on, and it goes against kind of like your sexual, like, satisfaction, like, what your preference.
You're straight, and then all of a sudden you imprint on a baby boy. God damn it. Shit. How am I going to explain this
one
to
the tribe? Could Jacob have imprinted on like an 82-year-old man?
I think so.
What are you doing?
I have to protect you. I think so, dude.
I have to keep you warm.
You don't have any choice on who you imprint on.
No.
Damn. See, I knew it wasn't going to work out because Jacob never imprinted on Bella.
Why not?
Wasn't meant to be.
Could he imprint on, like, an animal?
He is an animal himself.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. He says someone when he's like somebody, you know, you imprint on somebody. Usually somebody doesn't refer to animals, but he's an animal himself.
Matt, I have to pee. I've been drinking my water.
Same bullshit every damn time.
I gotta take a pre. I have to take a pee break.
Okay, take a pee break. We'll go to ads.
Okay, we'll be right back after.
Are you happy?
After I pee, we'll be right back. Hey.
Hey.
Those were some ad reads.
Enough about the ad reads, Ryan. How was the piss?
It was great.
Yeah?
Very relieving. It's one of those peas that doesn't sting or bleed at all when it's coming out.
Oh, I love those.
Thank God.
Love those.
Which is a rare instance for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just clear. So I've been drinking my water. I've been being healthy.
I brought a water with me today. It's not in here. But once we're done with this podcast, I will be sipping the hell out of that water.
You better drink up.
Oh, I'm going to drink up, brother. Trust me. You know, actually, come to think of it, you know, I used to not sting or bleed or burn until a couple months ago. And that's something that you consistently do. But now I do it, too.
I wouldn't think too much into it.
I wasn't going to anyway, so. What else has happened since we were gone? A lot happened with the world.
I don't know.
The United States annexed China?
There was a thing with Logan Paul.
Yeah, the crypto zoo scam stuff.
I wanted to tweet this out and tell me if it's a good tweet or not.
Every time you come to me with a tweet, it's always a good tweet, Ryan. So
I chose not to tweet out because I was like, it was when the pig thing was getting, it's still kind of big right now, I guess, today because it came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah, about like his pet pig that he abandoned.
I think there's two sides. Some people say that he was just straight up abandoned, and then now apparently through a quote unquote leaked email or something by Logan, it was shown that he gave the pig away, and then those people abandoned it. That farm, or like it was like kind of disconnected in that way. But it's still an instance of like a wealthy celebrity using a animal like a pig.
For clout.
I mean, think like it's not a dog or a cat. You know, when people get sugar gliders or monkeys or raccoons or possums.
An exotic pet.
Yeah. And I guess a pig's not really an exotic pet. You know, it's used
it was a
on farms and stuff.
Teacup yeah. pig.
But,
which a lot of influencers get for clout, thinking that they stay small.
Well, they are smaller than regular pigs. Just regular pigs are fucking massive.
Yeah, but they get them when they're small, and they're like, teacup pig, it's tiny, it's going to stay tiny. And then it grows up like a regular pig. Do you see pictures of it? Like, as grown, it's big. It's still a big-ass pig.
Ain't no hog, though.
Ain't no hog. Ain't no boar, either.
No.
But it is a pig, nonetheless.
But the tweet I was going to put out let me go to my drafts, was So you're trying to tell me the guy who filmed a suicide victim hanging from a tree for views is not so much of a good guy?
What?
I thought that was pretty good.
A great tweet. I think you should fire that one from the chamber. You should
right now?
Yeah. What better time? It's midday.
I already tweeted out a picture of Tom Cruise with a receding hairline.
It's 4:30 on the East Coast. What perfect time to tweet?
Yeah, but that's going. I guess there's that whole thing of like I overthink it, right? You overthink your tweets, so I don't want to.
Just Twitter.
I don't want to put it out, and then people are like, the whole pig thing was actually a hoax. You're just getting into the whole mental. Well, I mean, he also did the scam thing recently.
His track. Well, if we're going by his track record, it's not very good. I watched all three CoffeeZilla videos about it.
I have not seen those. I've seen like I know the general kind of thing. Was it a pump and dump again, or was it?
So it's
some sort of crypto.
Like, he made this like NFT crypto project where it's like he called it a game where it's like you buy these eggs and you hatch them, and then they're just really shitty Photoshop PNGs of two animals combined. And then it never actually like worked. Like there never really was a game to it, and a lot of people bought eggs that they couldn't even hatch and sunk a bunch of money into it, and you know, he kind of just dropped it altogether and didn't talk about it, but now he's having to address it. And a lot of people are like, he's not scamming, he never even sold his shares. So I think that, again, I said this on a recent episode, if any influencer ever promotes NFTs or a cryptocurrency, high chance it's a scam. And also, like, don't trust influencers for financial advice when it comes to investing in the crypto or stock market.
But if you want to support creators you like, you should probably go over to our Patreon and hand over $5.
See, that's a good investment. That's an investment that will give you returns.
Okay, yeah, it does.
No risk. It's risk-free. But yeah, Logan Paul... he was on his redemption arc, and this kind of just...
What? That's something that I never got. Like, I'm not saying that people can't be redeemed and they can change. He most certainly could have. And, you know, I do have a bias because the first interaction of him was him using a victim of suicide for views and clout. He would say it was for awareness. We all know that's bullshit. So
that's like the lowest excuse he could have come up with.
And since you and I were very much closely affected by suicide a while back, I think, you know, there's always that kind of like chip on my shoulder when it comes to like Logan Paul. It's hard for me to like forgive and forget that specific thing. And so it wasn't just that, but like that event wasn't like, oh shit, he's a shitty person. This guy who gives to charity. No, he was consistently doing shitty things before that, and it ultimately ramped up to that point. And so when he kind of took a bit, he was like, I'm going to go off the face of the internet and learn my lesson. People over time just kind of forgot about it, and he got his podcast, and a bunch of people started supporting that, whether it was like a big creator or not. I don't know. People really gave him the benefit. This is a tightrope to walk because, again, people have room to change and become better people. But from, I guess, where I was standing in a biased corner, I'll admit, it just didn't seem like he was changing that much. He still had to make money, and he's an influencer, and he's not selling like his program. It's not like he's not selling a business. He's selling himself.
Right.
So,
and what made him money in the first place was controversy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he's intentionally doing it. I just think he does shitty things. I think he is inherently, he's just inherently narcissistic. He really just thinks about himself all the time. He seems like a shitty person who doesn't really think through things. And yeah, I never got why people, said he was having like this big comeback era. It's because they said things that they liked. It's because he did stand up. I think he stood up for like LGBTQ people and stuff like that. Like on his podcast, people were like, oh shit, he's saying nice things. And it's just one of those things where it's like, no, that should be the default. People should just support these communities. If that was the thing, people should support these communities by default and shouldn't be of like, you know what? since he does, you know, like the homosexuals, I guess he's not so bad of a guy. Since he did all this lip service.
Also, it's not like he's becoming a better person. It's more like him and his lawyers hired a PR firm that said, do these things over the next few years.
Who knows?
Don't do that.
He did that. I do think that he legitimately tried to, quote unquote, be better and like think about the things that he did. But the biggest problem still continues to be, I think he's just inherently this person. Like, he grew up like this. And when you grow up with these ideas of selfishness and narcissism and all this other shit, like, combined, like, up until you're in your 20s, it's hard to get that shit off.
Yeah.
It's hard to wipe it clean.
Especially if that was what made him popular, and then he's got a taste of how much money and fame that brought him, you know, going back to that.
Continue doing shitty stuff. And he had, and, like, again, with the whole pig thing, whatever, regardless of what you think of it, he still bought a pet specifically for views. I personally, and this isn't technically fair because it didn't happen, but I personally don't think he would have kept the pig even if it did stay small. Like, I don't know, because, like, that pig, yes, it's huge, but, like, people own dogs that are way bigger than that pig still.
I don't think that influencers...
Not fatter, and like, by weight, but, like, in terms of size, like, general, like, space taken up.
I don't think influencers should own exotic pets, unless it's super mega and it's a monkey.
Yes.
Yeah, then that's okay. But everything else, you know, it's a little... there's a lot of things that just aren't meant to be pets, you know?
And then there's that whole other thing where it's like, why do you care if he abused this pig if you're eating bacon? Think about it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ryan.
There's still pigs that are being killed.
That's a good point. You know, it's kind of funny. You got so mad at me when we were driving and we went past that pasture, and I pulled over and I was whipping that cow, and I said, well, Ryan, you eat hamburgers.
I had to throw my hands up and go, you're completely right. I do eat hamburgers. And I pulled out my own whip and started. Might as well.
I would even say you were starting to go a little too far.
Look,
because I mean, you've seen these arms. The whips I was whipping were, you know, they were inflicting pain upon the animal. But I would say that, you know, when you came in with those guns, and then when you came in with the actual gun.
Yeah.
Who am I to stop you?
Well, we still had to eat some burgers that night.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we had no, unfortunately, we did not have any know-how of how to turn the dead carcass of a cow into actual ground beef to become a burger. We didn't have any of, I guess, the tools necessary.
We also didn't have anything to transport it. We tied it behind the car and dragged it for a couple miles.
And we looked back, and at some point it was just its head that was tied, the rest of the torso.
That was fun.
I got left behind. But that's recycling for, like, coyotes and
birds. Vultures.
Birds of
prey.
They
need to eat, too.
Yeah, at nighttime, some owls.
It's great because now the birds of prey can fly right down onto the freeway to get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just waiting there for
traffic control. Makes people not speed. So it's like a butterfly effect of positivity.
Exactly.
From what we did with that cow.
So also, I'm guessing we should, just judging by what you've been saying, should I call Logan's manager and confirm he's not going to be on the cast?
Yeah, I would.
It's a little last minute to cancel that.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is, hey, Logan, Paul, keep trying to be a stand-up boy.
Keep on trucking, Logan.
Yeah.
Well, he's running for president.
You don't want to see him continue to be shitty. You do want to see him eventually, like, be like, I don't know, it would have been cool to have him as the poster child for, like, a once shitty YouTuber that did turn around and be like, hey, and he's, like, calling out other people who are kind of doing the same shit as he is. But he just used his platform to siphon money from his fans in schemes. Illegal schemes.
And scams.
Illegal schemes and scams.
Technically not illegal, Ryan.
Oh, is it not?
Well, crypto, there's no regulations on it.
Oh, true.
So if you did this with the stock market, yeah. But actually, I think the regulations have tightened, and now he's opened himself up to an SEC investigation. So,
we'll see how it goes. I mean, he has a shit ton of money. I don't know what
he's got. Lawyers. He's got millions and millions and millions of dollars.
And he's hot.
Sexiest.
Have you seen his body?
I've seen his haircut.
Yeah.
I look at that haircut and I'm dripping with pre-cum. Not in a sexual way, just as like, it's like an alpha male.
I haven't seen his brother in the Twitter sphere lately.
He's just focusing on boxing, I think. Mm. Yeah, I saw him yesterday, actually, yelling at KSI on the phone.
What was he yelling?
Boxing. Like, about who's the best.
You're too afraid to box me.
And how he's gonna knock him out in two rounds and then do a front flip off his body. So.
I don't think you can do a front flip off of someone's body and still be called, like,
I don't think the winner.
I think you would be disqualified and probably thrown out.
I don't think the boxing commission will allow you to do that.
No.
Unless Logan Paul and KSI are actually working together behind the scenes.
The boxing events they run. You know, we were lucky enough to be a part of Creator Clash, which I remember was very kind of like, not strict, but they were very mindful.
Yeah. They were strict too.
Yeah.
It was like, because it was like the Florida Boxing Commission, and they came in and they were like, this is going to be done this way and this and that and this and that. And I think Ian and Anissa did a really good job working with them and making sure everyone was safe and their needs were met.
It was just for charity and fun.
I actually have a gotcha on the Florida Boxing Commission.
Oh, really?
And if I tell this story, I think some people are going to lose their jobs.
Okay.
Guess what, Ryan?
Mm.
You are not allowed to go into the ring with any sort of jewelry or piercings. Forgot which ear it is.
Yeah.
Look at the video. I'm wearing an earring.
So you're disqualified.
No, it's their job to check me. And they did check me and they forgot. What rubes.
They didn't notice my cock ring.
Well, that was inside your cup.
True.
Or was it?
It was. It was inside my cup. I wore a cup.
Yeah.
A different cup than what I'm used to.
The cup, I tested. I punched myself in the nuts a couple times. And it's fun because you could just hit yourself in the nuts and not really, you could still feel it. Like, it's still like an impact, but it's not like the force, you feel the force, but like you don't feel the direct ding.
You'd be like Theon Greyjoy when he gets in a hand-to-hand combat in season 8 to go after his sister Yara and rescue her. And he gets kicked in the balls, except he doesn't have balls because he's got his dick and balls cut off earlier in like season 5 or something.
Mandalorian?
Or 4. Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones.
Oh. Okay.
I'm rewatching it for a third time for some reason.
Why? And you won't rewatch Breaking Bad?
I'll rewatch Breaking Bad. This is honestly making.
Why are you rewatching a shitty show over and over that you don't like?
Because it always comes down to, it goes, where did it all go wrong? And then once it gets to that point, I still watch it through, and I'm like, I'm literally like the past, like, probably, I don't know, 10 episodes, I've just kind of been miserable watching it because it's not knowing the ending now, it's just not a fun experience. And throughout, I think a lot of the story shit is stupid.
Knowing that it went wrong is what's kept me from watching it, because I don't want to sink time into it and get invested just to be disappointed. I've been rewatching Malcolm in the Middle from the very beginning.
That's a good show.
Very
it
good
ends
show.
Well too.
It does. I'm on season 4 now. It's I've been watching like 9-10 episodes a day. It's really a fantastic show.
So y'all should go watch Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm about to get a Malcolm in the Middle tattoo.
Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Other full shows that end well. That Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I have not seen that one.
It's great.
Have you seen the new Avatar movie?
No, I have not. You haven't either.
I haven't. I want to, though. I've heard it's good.
I don't know. Maybe.
I've heard it's terrific.
I'm...
Just heard an outburst of boys yelling in the other room.
I think Justin just saw some boobs again. He's really excited. Who doesn't get excited when they see some boobs?
Not me. I do get excited, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Good. It's biologically wired into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You see a pair of jugs and you just go.
I see a pair of knockers, and I'll tell you what, the two brain cells in my brain start knocking together and going, doo, doo, doo. It's crazy. My brain cells do one of those, you know, the thing was like.
Yep.
That's what my brain cells do.
That's what my balls do.
Hopefully that's what the breasts are doing in front of my face, too. I hope that my head is the middle marbles and the breasts are going.
They just stay still.
Doom, doom. You know what I'm saying?
That's perfect. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I do know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. Mm. Remember the first time Justin saw breasts?
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't get him to shut up for days.
No. He was surprised that he thought it was going to be like the difference between like a penis and vagina physically. He was actually right. Surprised that they had nipples.
I remember he was shocked. Afterwards, he was like, what were those things on them?
You're like, nipples.
And he's like what we have?
And I was like, yeah. Except you can suck milk out of them, Justin.
Yeah. He grew up thinking that breasts were just that, no nipple, just smooth and shiny all the way around. But
he's grown to accept the nipple.
Kind of. I know there's still times where he kind of...
What's the areola that gives him trouble?
Yeah, it does give him trouble. Because now he accepts the nipple, and he just wants it to be just a bump, but mm-hmm. a flesh-colored bump. But I'm like, well, it's darker, Justin, and there is a circle around it called the areola. We're still working on that.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of lovely people who have a pair of breasts, and they're proud of them. And I just wanted to say that you can also... be an adult man and be proud of just as proud of your breasts as these supposed women are. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I'm proud of my breasts, Ryan.
I'm proud of my breasts. A pair of male breasts, there's nothing wrong with that.
Is it true, what? The whole thing about steroids, where it's like if I take steroids, I will grow breasts? Only one way to find out.
Try to grow some breasts.
So if I started taking steroids, in a matter of months, I could be jacked as hell and gorgeous, right? I might have extreme bouts of losing my temper around the office. But hey, wouldn't a little muscle be worth that?
I'm looking up steroids and breasts. Yeah, those look like...
Wow.
That's what steroids will do to you.
Wow. And I know with women, it makes them grow penises.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It makes their clitoris big or something?
It turns the clitoris into a
penis?
Into a penis.
Damn.
Into a full penis.
With a pair of balls? A
pair of balls and everything.
The labia turns into balls.
It does. I've seen it firsthand. It's actually crazy. I had an aunt that was a bodybuilder, and she showed me her penis and balls at a family reunion. But, guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Super Megacast.
Yeah.
We got plenty more where this came from. In fact, we got about 330 episodes worth of it.
And an after show segment, which you can only get on Patreon, which we will be recording after the end of this episode and after I take another piss.
Yeah. Well, go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/supermega. Link is in the description. For $5 a month, you can get all sorts of goodies, like the after show of this podcast.
Q&A.
Q&A. You can get... early, extended, uncensored mail video cuts. You can get just all sorts of goodies. There's lots of videos on there. Lots of bonus features. So
it's good. You should
And with YouTube
check it
demonetizing
out.
A lot of our shit now, what better way to support the boys?
Than Patreon.
Yeah, with Patreon. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. Thank you for getting us to 1 million subscribers. I still cannot even believe that. You guys are the best. We love you. We will see you next week for episode 331.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.